Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Aleknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, poetry and prank calls. Juno poet Ishmael Hope has released his new book of poetry titled Rock Piles Along the Eddy. KTOO's Scott Burton spoke with Hope and brings us this preview of a new collection 2 years in the making.
Kagwask ichatuasak. My Thinkit name is Kagwask. My Nupak name, Uvanga Atinga Angluk. My Nupak name is Angluk. And I am a poet and performer, storyteller, and I'm grateful to be here.
Hope sits on the back deck of a valley home on a chilly blue sky morning. It's a quiet place in a house full of kids. His gray and black hair is pulled into a ponytail, and small, reddish, rectangular glasses frame his eyes above a full beard. To exemplify his work, Hope chooses a piece called Canoe Launching into the Gaslit Sea.
Now, as much as ever and as always, we need to band together, form a lost tribe, scatter as one, burst through rifle barrels guided by the spider's crosshairs. We need to knit wool sweaters for a brother sleeping under the freeway, hand him our wallets, and bathe his feet in holy water.
Free time to speak with a reporter does not come easily to Hope. At 35, he's the father of four with, newsflash, a fifth on the way with his wife, Clinket Weaver Lily Hope. Lily is watching the children inside, but they'll need to switch soon so she can weave. The deadline for her museum-commissioned Chilcat robe looms.
It doesn't get any better than this with, you know, raising a family and being supported by our artistic community and having our dreams come true. It's pretty unreal.
But she says it's not all joy and happiness.
The financial stress of being two full-time artists is the hardest part. We understand each other from an artistic point of, like, go after what it is that you want to go after. But then we're always thinking, like, who's going to make the money this month? Or who's paying these bills? Or how do we negotiate that when both of us kind of want to jump?
Ishmael is also working on a Master of Fine Arts degree in creative writing from the Institute of American Indian Arts, is co-directing a documentary on Tlingit art here at KTOO, and is working on curriculum for Gold Belt Heritage on Tlingit language learning.
What does it mean to be Indigenous? What does Indigenous thinking and being and feeling, how does that translate into the world? How do we express that? How do we emit that? How do we let that, I think, waft in the work, in the language? A lot of what I was trying to do with this collection, Rock Piles Along the Eddy, was explore Indigenous thought.
Rock Piles Along the Eddy, which is a reference to a Tlingit tradition of creating salmon-friendly eddies with rock piles, is 70 pages long with 44 poems.
We need to find our lost sister, last seen hitchhiking Highway 16, or panhandling on the streets of Anchorage, couch searching with relatives in Victoria, or kicking out her boyfriend after a week of partying in a trailer park in Salem, Oregon.
As inspiration, Hope mentions poets like Federico Garcia Lorca and Pablo Neruda, and masters of oral tradition.
What I happen to be doing is a lot of writing in English, but I want that life breath, that thing I feel in my body when I hear a story from George Davis or Paul Marx or Marie Olson.
He says there can be a divide between how the two art forms are discussed, poetry and oral tradition, and he's trying to lessen it. It's important to Hope that people recognize that Native literature began long before Native people started writing it down. Poetry and oral tradition are not the same, he says, but both should be in dialogue when discussing Native literature.
And so part of my work, what I'm trying to do here, is actually let those spaces bleed into each other just a little bit. Just a little bit. And that actually, I feel, makes my writing all the richer for it. Now, as much as ever and as always, we need to register together, lock arms at the front lines, brand ourselves with mutant DNA strands, atomic whorls, and serial numbers, adding ourselves to the blacklist. you know, this is really not fashionable writing. it's not the thing that's gonna get awards and be prestigious, and I don't care. I really don't. You know, I'm trying to write the work that connects to people, connects to the community, whether they're poetry fans or whether they've never picked up a poetry book. Now, as much as ever and as always, we need to prank call our senators, take selfies with the authorities at fundraisers we weren't invited to.
From a backyard in Juneau's Mendenhall Valley, I'm Scott Burton.
We need to rub salve on the belly of our hearts.
To hear the full version of Hope's canoe launching into the gaslit sea, check out our website, alaskapublic.org. Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week we're hearing from James Hart in Haines. Hart is a young tribal council member of the Chilkoot Indian Association and a delegate on the Tlingit and Haida Central Council. He received an Emerging Leader Award from the council last month.
What led me to get involved with Tlingit and Haida Central Council as a delegate was probably based off my mother, first of all. She's been involved all throughout my life, and it wasn't until I was older and started asking more questions that she started to prompt me to look at being involved. I went to National Congress of American Indians probably about 5 years ago now, and there was thousands of Native Americans from across the country there, all fighting the same issues that we're fighting here in our hometown in Haines. I'd say the biggest issue for everybody is sovereignty and figuring out how to use our sovereignty. I think that's the one thing that I'd really like to see, is figuring out how we could solely rely on ourselves and not the federal government or the state. A lot of our funding comes federally, and if the federal government doesn't like tribes, then that means we're not going to get a seat at the table. And most of the time, if you don't have a seat at the table, you're part of the meal. You're what's on the table. Awards for myself are kind of interesting. It's not something that I want to go after. But to be acknowledged was really nice, and to have that acknowledgement meant a lot to me. I was trying to hide it for as long as I could. And a funny story was, President Peterson saw my mom on a plane, and he asked her, "Hey, what'd you think about your son's award?" And she said, "What award?" And I neglected to tell my mother until after she texted me afterwards and got on me about it.
James Hart lives in Haines. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Scott Burton, Emily Files, and Wesley Early. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Dave Waldron.